Reb Yehuda Lakash, there's no Kash in Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says, as long as you can make it into your Yerushalayim by nighttime, to eat the carbon, you're mechuyev. So you see, at nighttime is also enough. So the question is, why does Reb Yehuda say if a person touched the sheretz on Erev Pesach, so he's tamei throughout the whole day, even though at nighttime he's tohor, if he went to the mikvah in the day, by night he's tohor, and he could eat the korban, still you say your potter, if you do hold. He can't bring a korban. Why? Because the person has to be able to be here b'shash shchita. Rav Yehuda says no, you say the person is a faraway mokum. Even though he can't make it to Yerushalayim by day, he'll first make it by nighttime, he could bring a korban. You say it's enough, you have to be roy by daytime. And Morris says like this, tomei sheretz rachmona dachya. You ask me a question, if somebody touched the sheretz today, that he's tummy today, even though by nighttime he'll be tor, but since by daytime he's tummy now, b'shas t'shchita, there's a new p'tur ha-Torah. The Torah says, according to Reb Yehuda, you are potter, you can't bring a korban. Because the Pasuk says, ish, ish, ki yeh tom l'nefesh. Any person that's a tom l'nefesh. The Torah says, what? He can't bring a Pesach Rishon, he's pushed off to a Pesach Sheni. So what does a Tomel Nefesh mean? What does it mean somebody that's Tomel Nefesh? Mi lo yaskinen, isn't the Torah talking about even in the case, Shechal Shvi Yishalayim Liyos Berav HaPesach. He learns that Shvi Yishalayim, that Erev Pesach is the seventh day. So today is the seventh day, that means today they make the Azor, they spritz the Mechatas on him, and he goes to the Mikvah today, and by nighttime he's Torah. And still, even so, Omer Rachman, the Torah says, Lidchei, he's pushed off the Pesach Sheni. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda dashes this Pasuk, that any time you're Tomei, throughout the day of Erev Pesach, even though you're such a person that at nighttime you'll be Torah, and you'll be able to eat the Korban Pesach, still the Torah says, Lidchei, you're pushed off, you have to bring a Pesach Sheni, you cannot bring a Pesach Rishon. So it's exactly a custom by Tumah, that if somebody's Tomei, even though he only has a Tumah Sheretz, that by night will be Torah, but since throughout this man HaShchita and the bringing of the Korban, you're not ready to come to the Beis HaMikdash, here the Torah said, nothing doing, you're potter from the Korban. Ma'ashenki, in the case where the person is far away, v'derech rechoika, the person is Torah, just the reason why he can't get in, because he's too far away. So now, how far away do you have to be in order to have a Ptur? According to Reb Yehuda, you have to be so far away that you can't even make it into Yerushalayim by the night time. But if you could make it into your Yerushalayim by nighttime in order to eat the korban, then you would have a chiyuv throughout the daytime. Send a messenger, send the shliach to the Beis HaMikdash, let him have the korban brought for you, and let him bring it home in Yerushalayim, and you meet him there at night, and you have a chiyuv to eat the korban. Because derech rechoike is not a tummy. It's only by a tummy that a person, the Pasuk says, ish ish ki yeh tamal nefesh, he's pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Turn around, Rabbanan, I want to learn. Hoyo'oymed chutz l'moydiyin. Somebody standing outside Modiyan, that's the city that's 15 mil outside Yerushalayim, that is potter from being in a Pesach Rishon. Now, that's according to Ula, that through this span of 15 mil, that's how long it takes you to walk, like from Chatzos till Shkia. So even if you'd start walking in, you won't make it in by Shkia, therefore you're potter from being in the Korban. What about though, V'yochel ikonis besusim of a Faradim? After we said this measurement takes you to walk 15 mil, that's walking by feet. If you walk by foot, then it takes you that amount of time from Chatzos to Yom Tushkiya, it'll take you that whole 6 hour period, it will take you to walk in. And since you can't make it in time, you're potter. What about if you have a nice horse, right? You have a nice caddy of a paradise, and you'll be able to drive in fast to Yerushalayim. Maybe he's mechuyev to bring the korban. Yochel yechayev, I would think this person has the chiyev to get in fast. Since he has the ability to get in, maybe he's mechuyev to come in. Talmud Leimano, the Pasuk says, Uvaderech Loi Hoya. When do you have a chiyuv to bring a Pesach Rishon? If you're not on the road, means you're not this far away from Yerushalayim. V'ya Loi Hoya B'derech. Mashenka, this person, since he is now 15 mil away from Yerushalayim, and by normal walking you can't make it in to be there, B'shas Teshchita, the Torah said you're potter from bringing the Korban. Even though you have a fast horse, that you can get in there fast, so what? The Torah is totally how far away you are, and it's totally in how you can walk there. Shrashi V'aloi Hoya, the chutz l'madin, anybody far away from Yedin, derech rechoiku, that's called on the way, that's called the far away place. What about the opposite way? Somebody was near Yerushalayim. He was closer than Modin. He was less than 15 mil away from Yerushalayim. And really he's supposed to get to Yerushalayim and bring his carbon today. But he can't make it. His car broke down. If he wants to come with his whole family, So he has his kids and his wife on the camel, on the cronus, on the wagon. And you know, when your kids and your wife go, they take the time, they're not so fast. So because of them, you'll be late to Yishlayim. Is Yochel, I would think, lo yechayim, maybe he's potter from Karas also. Because Lamaisa right now, the guy can't make it. He's on his camel with his own mishpacha, and the camel doesn't move, or the mishpacha doesn't move. He just can't get there. Maybe he's also potter from Karas. Talmud Leimano, the Pasuk says, uvaderech lehoya. You know when you're potter from Karas, if you don't bring the korban? Only if you were in the way. No, forget the Pasuk, uvaderech lehoya. If you are not in the way, then you have a chi of Karas if you don't bring it. This person is not called in the derech. This person was not 15 mil away from Yishlayim. He was near Yishlayim. So you have no ptur of the fact you couldn't get the mishpacha there. Like Rashi said, what you should have done is leave the mishpacha there and you go yourself to bring the carbon. The terrorist doesn't. Erev Pesach, you have a chiyuv to bring the carbon Pesach. There's no ptur of the fact you couldn't get the mishpacha there. The mishpacha doesn't have to be there in Yishlayim. Or in the Beis HaMikdash. You should have went there yourself to get to the Beis HaMikdash to bring the carbon. And if you didn't do it, you have a chiyuv chorus. So Rashi chayiv, shein ze oinus. This is not called you an oinus, like you're in an accident. Sheyesh lo lishomet, you should have went yourself. V'leilach yechidi, go by yourself lishchot to bring the carbon. I, the camels and the whole mishpacha couldn't make it. There's no chiyuv for the camels and the mishpacha to be in the Beis HaMikdash. You have to be there. So male, that's not called the p'tur, the fact you couldn't get there. Everybody, you should have went to yourself. Oh my Rav, this is a bit of shver Gemara here, but just to go see what the Gemara Lee says to really understand this little shver. Oh my Rav, Rav says Shisha Alfei Parsei Hev Alma. The world is 6,000 parsoim. That's the length of the world. So Rashi says Shisha Alfei Parsei Hev Alma means hekif, not completely around the world. No hekif from one side to the other side. What I call the half of the sphere. Half of the sphere of the world is 6,000 parsois. That's the way the sun travels. It's when the sun travels from east to west, and in the daytime, half of the world are going around. How far away is one half of the world, one equator, to the other equator? That's 6,000 pasoim. Now, pas is 4 mil, and a mil is around a half of a mile. So it's not so far off. It comes out to be around 12,000 miles. It's not so far off. And they say the world is supposed to be 24,000 miles around. All around. So halfway would be 12,000 miles, wouldn't be so far off. So she's alfei parsa, 6,000 parsa, a parsa is 4 mil, and a mil is on half of a mile. That's the length of half the world. The sumchad rikia, how much is the thickness of the shemayim? Rashi, sumchad rikia means uvav sharikia. How much is the thickness of the rikia, whatever that means? Alfa pasoi, that's 1,000 pasoi, that's all. It's one sixth of half the world. That's of the thickness of the rikia. Now, Chod the Gemara, who's Rava said this. So now, the Gemara is saying, Chod, one, he learned the Gemara, he learned from his Rebbe. The Chod the Svara. And one of these things now Rava is saying with his own Svara. So Rashi says, Chod the Gemara. She sha'alfei parsa di yalma Gemara heavy, Merabi. He learned, Gomri heavy Merabi, he learned it from his Rebbe. That how long is the world? It's 6,000 pasois. For Chod the Alpha pasois sumcha, but that we say, the thickness of the Rukiya. There's only 1,000 parses. That he says in his own svara. Midaita mihi d'shis alfei pas the Gemara. Like we'll soon see. Once he learned from his Rebbe that the world is 6,000 parsim long, he knew that the thickness of the rikiyam is 1,000. How do you know that? Gemara says sovala he holds the yom rabba babachana. Like we had before, rabba babachana said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. He said over from Rabbi Yechanan that kama mahalaf adam benini b'yoyin. How long does a normal, average person travel by day, by foot? Yud pasois. A normal person could travel 10 pasois by day. Now, me'elois ha-shachar, v'yad ha-netachama, from the morning star until the sun rise, how long can a person walk? Hey, milin. Five mil. Mishkiya sachama, from sunset, ad set chavim, until the stars come out, until it becomes lailam. Chamisha milin. 5 mil. Nimtzom, so it comes down. How much you travel by daytime? That means from Oilas HaShachar, from Netzach Chama until Shkia. And that's the sun, the span when the sun travels. From sunrise until sunset, how long can a person walk? 30 mil comes out. 30 mil. Now, Nimsa, it comes out now, Uvav Sharikiyah, the thickness of the Rikiyah, Echad Mishisha Bayim, is 1/6 of a day. So Rashi explains that the sunrise and sunset, that's when the sun comes up and the sun goes down. That's how long it takes the sun to go through across the whole world. Which we're saying is 6,000 pasois. Now that's a person walking, that's 30 mil. Now, how long it takes from the sun, from the time the sun, the morning star, up until the sunrise, that takes 5 mil. So Rashi learns for some reason that's called the Zman when the sun travels through the thickness of the Rekiya. Like at sunset, at Olas HaShachar, that's the sun, that's the morning star, that's when the sun starts to come from the top of the Rekiya and starts to travel down onto this world. So those 5 mil, it takes a man to walk 5 mil from Olas HaShachar up until Hanetzach Hama. Now 5 out of 30, throughout the whole daytime, a person walks 30 mil. So now, to how long it take a person to walk in the morning from Olas HaShachar until Shkia? It takes him to walk 5 mil. So 5 out of 30 is 1/6. Therefore, if it takes the sun from sunrise until sunset to travel 6,000 pasois, how long does it take the sun to travel from sunrise until before that the morning star, which is 5 mil, which is 1/6 of 30, is 1/6 of that, 1,000. So therefore, the sun, when it travels at Olas HaShachar from the beginning of the morning star, which Rashi, the Mars Mashma, that's when the sun is on top of the Rekiya, it's traveling through the Rekiya to get down to this world. So it takes it 1/6 of the traveling time of the whole day. If the day from sunrise to sunset is 6,000, it is 30 mil, and you travel from Olas HaShachar to Netzach Hama 5, that's 1/6, 5 is 1/6 of 30, that's how you get the time the sun travels through the Rekiya is 1/6 of the time it takes it to travel through the whole world. Therefore, the thickness of the Rekiya is only 1,000 pasoi. That's what Rava wanted to say. The Mara assumed to shlug him up. For the Mameis, we have a Kasha and you, Rava. We have Yehudu, and Rav Yehudu says, Uv Yav Sharekiya, no, you know, the thickness of the Rekiya, the Shemaim, the sky, is Echad Mi'asara Bayin. It's 1/10 of the traveling time of the daytime. Not like you wanted to say it's 1/6, but he learns, no, it's 1/10. Echad mi'asar b'yayim. Teida, bring your raya like this. Kama mahalach adam benini b'yayim. How long does a person walk normally by daytime throughout the whole day? Is esa pasois. He walks 10 pasois. That's the same thing we had before. 10 pasois, that's a normal distance how long a person can walk throughout the day. Now, umayolas hashachar. Now, what's called day? Day means umayolas hashachar from the morning star up until sesek echovim. That was the first gemara we had in Pesachim, that Beizam and Aleph, that said that daytime starts from umayolas hashachar and it ends at sesek echovim. So it takes a person to walk 10 pasois throughout the daytime. Now, let's divide up to know how much time. Umayolas hashachar ad hanetzach hama, from morning star up until hanetzach hama, up until the sunrise. Arbas milin. It's not like we learned before. Before we learned it takes 5 mil. This is the emes, it only takes 4 mil. Oh, yeah. Now, Meshkiya Sachama, from sunset, the Yad Sesikhovim until Sesikhovim, also Arbas milin. It only takes 4 milin. This is what Rabbi Yehuda says. It's not like we learned before, not like Rabbi Barchana said that it takes 5 mil for the sunrise and from the sunset to Sesikhovim. Now we're saying it only takes 4 mil. And this is Rabbeinu Tam Shit, this is the Maskon here. Rabbeinu Tam learns that from Shkia up until Sesichovim takes 4 mil, like our Gemara. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shit. That's how you get 72 minutes after Shkia. Whatever's the Machmat, Rabbeinu Tam Shit, because the Gemara says it takes 4 mil to walk from sunset up until Sesichovim. And the mil is 18 minutes. Therefore, if you have 4 mil, it's 72 minutes. That's how long it takes from the Shkia up until Sesichovim. That's this Gemara. That's the way Rabbeinu Tam learns our Gemara. So the Gro, the other sheet, is not like that. Because the Toisei Gufi has the Kasha, that the Gemara in Shabbos says that Bein HaShemoshes is only called to a 3/4 of a mil. That's so Bein HaShemoshes. And here the Gemara is saying it's 4 mil. So Rabbeinu Tam learns that there are two Bein HaShemoshes. There's the beginning and there's the end. So our Gemara is saying here from the beginning of sunset up until Sesechovim takes 4 mil, takes 72 minutes. And the Gemara in Shabbos that says it's only 3/4 of a mil, that's talking about the end of the Shkia, which is right near Sesechovim, the last few minutes is 3/4 of a mil. That's what Rabbeinu Tam learns. The Gro, the other Shita is not like that. The Gro, the other Shita is that the Gemara in Shabbos is the Dika Gemara. That's from Shkia up until Sesechovim only takes 3/4 of a mil. Very short. It takes about 15 minutes, 18 minutes, 20 minutes, you get a Shia. And that's what our Gemara says here. from Shkiyas HaChama till Tzetzich Ovim is 4 mil, the Gross says it doesn't mean the beginning of Tzetzich Ovim, it means the end of Tzetzich Ovim. Like the stars coming out, there are two different times. There's a time when the stars start to come out, and there's a time when the stars end by coming out. So our Gemara here, according to Gross, talking about when the end of Tzetzich Ovim is, which is, that's like a 72 minutes. But when night is, according to Gro, that's not the Gemara here in Pesachim, that's the Gemara in Shabbos in early Yizman. What's Nafjumina is the Chumram, the question is in the morning. The Gemara says clearly the same distance you have between Shkia at night and Tzetzich Ovim is the same distance in the morning you have between sunrise and Olas HaShachar. So the question, how long is that Olas HaShachar and Shkia? So Pashul, according to the Gro, if you learn it's 72 minutes then, it's 72 minutes in the morning also. And according to some people say that in different parts of the world, like here in America, in L.A., some are saving 35 minutes, or 50 minutes, it's called like that. So here in the morning also, then all you'd have to wait is just 50 minutes to know when it's called Olas HaShachar. But according to the Gro, it's not like that. According to the Gro, our Gemara is not really talking about the time from Shkia up until the beginning of night. And it means a longer time. Therefore, in the morning, it's also nafkumina. Even though we know when sun rises, but how much before us, because Olas HaShachar, it's a big shalit, we don't know exactly how much it is. Some people talk to say it's an hour and a half. Some people say it's at least 72 minutes. It's nafkumina by a tinus sometimes. If you want to eat before the day starts, the question, when does the day start? So our Gemara Smashim, it starts 4 mil before Nahanei Sechama, which would be more or less like 72 minutes before that. That's the question. But Kopon Reb Yud is saying that it's only 4 mil in the morning and 4 mil by night. V'yatzitz Chavim. Our boss will nimtzus. Nimtzus uber v'sharakiyah. How thick is the rakiyah? Echad mi'asara v'yoyim. Only one tenth of the day. Because according to him, the daytime you have 4 and 4 take off, so that's 36, right, so that's 36 in between. So you have 1/10. You have 4 out of 36, so how do you get it? Good year. The Rashi says he counts the whole time. He counts the daytime from Olas HaShachar up until Tzetzich Ovim. So that's 40 mil. That's 40 mil. Now, how long does it take from Olas HaShachar until Hanetachama? It takes only 4 mil. So that's how long it takes the sun to go through the Rekiah. So I'm going to say that's 1/10. That's 4 mil out of 40 is 1/10. So he learns it's only the thickness of the Shemayim is only 1/10 of the daytime. So Kisa Gemara says, Tiyufta the Rova, according to Tisha Yud, it's a Kashan Rova, and Tiyufta the Yula. So Tiyufta, it's a Kashan, both of them. They both said 5 mil, and Eri says 4 mil. For the Gemara, Laimat, you have a Tiyufta the Rabbi Yechnin, there should also be a Kashan Rabbi Yechnin. Because before the beginning of the Gemara, Omar Ula, and he said over the name, Yom Rabba Babachon, Om Rabbi Yechnin. And he was the one that said that you carry 10, and Olas HaShachar, until the Hetacham is 5 mil. And here we're saying now it's only 4 mil. So Chorot HaKash and Rabbi Yechanan also. Omlos, the Gemara answers no. Ano b'yamam hu diyamri. Rabbi Yechanan just said how long a normal person can walk throughout the daytime. A normal walk, in the daytime, you could walk for 10 pasois, 40 mil. Now, Rabbanu hu dekotoi. Rabbanu, Ula, Rabbi Avachana made a mistake. The reason why they said 5 mil, because people start walking in the morning before really Olas HaShachar. When no one did at night in the Chashucha, people walk, they walk out longer than Tzetzich Ovim. That's why they could walk 5 mil. But really, from Olas HaShachar up until Hanei Sechama, or from Shkia up until Tzetzich Ovim, is only the amount of 4 mil. That's that people walk 5 mil because they start out walking earlier than the daytime, and they walk later at night. For the more the lame with the yuf to the Rebbe Chanina, let's say it's a kashin Rebbe Chanina, that he dashin from a posik, he dashin by light, the posik says, O kumoi ha-shachar olav o-yitzu ha-malochim, they started to push him from Olas HaShachar, O ksiv ha-shemesh yotza loritz, v'loit bo tzoyaro, and by hanei tzachamo, loit got to tzoyaro. And the Gemara says, Rebbe Chanina measured that place, and it's a place of walking 5 mil. So here it's often a posik that says, loit started to walk by Olas HaShachar, and by hanei he got to Tzuara, which was 5 mil away. Let's say that's the Kashin El Yehudam that's saying it's only 4 mil. And the Gemara of Ayuitza Shani, there the Malachim were pushing Lot. If somebody pushes you, then you walk much faster. That's why there he walks 5 mil in this time of Olas HaShachar until Netachama. But really, normal walking, you only walk 4 mil from Olas HaShachar up until Netachama, which is like 72 minutes. So really from this Gemara it should come out that in the morning, if you want to know how much day really starts before sunrise, is 72 minutes. You know, Toshima, come now, bring your right, I'll slug all these Akash and all these Gemaras. Mitzrayim hoya arba meyas paso, alaba meyas paso. Mitzrayim was 400 pasois by 400 pasois. That's how big Mitzrayim was. Umitzrayim echad mishishim bekush. And Mitzrayim was 1/60th of Kush. That means Kush was 60 times 40, 400 by 400. The Kush echad mishishim boilim. And Kush was 1/60th of the whole world. So the whole world right now is much more than 6,000 pasois. Because here you have to do 60 times 60 times 400. It's very much, it's much more than just 6,000 pasois. The oilam echad mishishim began. And this whole world is 1/60th of gan. The gan echad mishishim beidin. And gan is 1/60th of eidin. The eidin echad mishishim gehenim. And eidin, the biggest so far, is only 1/60th how big gehenim is. Nimsa comes out, kol olam kulu, this whole world, kikisa kedera gehenim. It's like the cover of a pot to gehenim. That's how big gehenim is. Lakol porim to yuftit, the kasha in the Gemara before Rava wanted to say that shish alfe pasoi evi alma, this world was only 6,000 pasois, which is, a paso is 4 mil, it's around 2 miles, that's 12 miles, here comes out much, 12,000 miles, here comes out much bigger. And Toshima come now bring another ride not like this. The Tana Devei Eliyo, it said over the name of Tana Devei Eliyo, that Rabbi Nosson Noimir, Rabbi Nosson said, Kol HaYishav Kuloi, like this whole world, Kol HaYishav Kuloi, Tachas Koicha Vechod Yeshiv, is only underneath one star. When you have one star in the Shemayim, underneath it is Kamat, the whole length of the world. So I'm not sure exactly what it means. Rashi's Mashm is only like 1,000 Pasois. Like what, that's called a Yishav. Akol Rashi says, Shayishav Yosem Yelav Pasoi. It's at least more than 1,000 pasois underneath a star. Now, Teda, what's the raya? Sherei Adam noisen eino v'koichev echad. A person looks up in the Shemayim and sees one star. Hurlach lemizruch, he could walk to east side. Oymi kenegdo, the star's in the same position. Li'ar baruch ha'sayim, whichever way he looks, oymi kenegdo, still the star stays in the same position. So you'll see, nechlal, it's a raya, techol ha'yishev kulay tachas koichev echad. Mashma, the whole world, like the whole place where we live, where people live, is under one star. Is Yeshiv. Menel Tiyufta. So Menel, like Rashi says, you look up in the Shemayim, how many stars up there? According to Rava, there should only be 6 stars in the Shemayim, that Rashi learns. Rashi learns, underneath each star, there's an amount of 1,000 pasois. So if you say the whole world, the length of it, from one equator to the other equator, is only 6,000 pasois, so there should only be 6 stars in Shemayim. And since we see thousands and thousands of stars in Shemayim, therefore the world is much, much greater, much, much bigger than what Rava said. Again, I'm not so sure exactly what it means here, but that's what it says. Toshima, another raya. Eglo agola, that's the wig, and they say the big bear in the stars. Bitsofna is on the north side. The akra, the scorpion, that's Pedermas on the south side. The chol hayishav kulu, the whole place where the people live on this world, ainu yoshev ele ben agola yakrav. It's between the big bear, between the agola, the wagon, and akrav, and the scorpion, in those stars, that's where the whole people live on this world. Now the whole yishav, the whole length of this world, is really how long it takes the sun to go, just 1 hour. 1 hour of the day. Why? The sun really only travels through the world, only 1 hour of the day. Teidah bring your ayah. Shebechamisha, the 5th hour of the day in the morning, chama b'mizruch. The chama is still on the east side. Uvesheva, on the 7th hour of the day, after chatzos, chama b'marav. The sun is traveling already towards the west side. Chatzi sheish, here for the 6th, v'chatzi sheva. That's from like 12:30 to 1:30. Chama medis b'reish kolodim. That's the time when the sun stands up straight upon everybody. So mashma, that's the only time the sun travels through the world. So the sun travels in 1 hour the distance of the whole world. So it comes out, it travels in 1 hour distance of the whole world, then that where the sun travels from the from through the Rekia is much longer than the whole world. It's like the sun is only traveling through the world only 1 hour of the day. That's the time in the middle of the day when the sun is straight above it. Rashi Tiyufta the Rava. This is the Kashan Rava. Tiktoni the Midbarius v'Yarmim Nharas Marzikas Echad Asar Mishir Yishuv Chazinu the Yishuv Godom Yoid. Nimsa Oila Oila Makam Alofim Tiyufta the Rava. According to this Shita, the world should go up be very very long, much longer than what Rava said. This is another Kashan Rava. By the Tosh Shema, another Kasha like. To Yomer Rabbi Yechanan, Ben Zakai. Ma Tshuva Hashivosoi Baskel Yoyser Rosha. What did the Baskel answer back to Nebuchadnezzar HaRosha? The Shor Shoma, when Nebuchadnezzar HaRosha said, Elo Abomisayav. Nebuchadnezzar said, I'm going to go up to Shemayim, Edma Lelyun. I'm going to be Doimah to the Yabishtar. I want to go up to Shemayim, and I'll see what's doing there. That's what Nebuchadnezzar wanted to do. It's Rashi Yoyser Rosha, Nebuchadnezzar. So what did the Baskel answer back? Yotus Abaskel, Abaskel went out, the Omer Loi, and said to the Nebuchadnezzar, Rosha, then Rosha,